Algie, how much change can you see from week to week in spring ball when you're going through install?
It looks really good. I mean, we kind of saw a lot of good stuff today, seeing from what we've put in after the few weeks we've been putting in the new offense. And I think it looks really good. We see little glimpses of greatness, guys breaking big runs, guys catching balls.
Can you explain, like, maybe from the running back position, where different blocking scheme, not as many one-on-ones up front with offensive line, a lot more combo blocks. Is there a difference to running backs and seeing that as far as timing hitting a hole, or is it all just kind of the same thing?
Well, I think, yeah, it's a little bit of the same thing, but guys, we just have to kind of read blocks. Halfback has to read where the fullback is going to go. They just kind of have to know where the fullback's going to go, who the fullback is picking up and stuff to make a certain read.
You changed positions to fullback this spring. Have you played any halfback at all in camp?
A little bit, not a whole lot, but they still want me to get reps at halfback.
How are they getting the ball in your hands at fullback? Are you going off the passes, or are you still getting handoffs?
We put in a new fullback dive, so that's something new, and yeah, just like you said, catching balls out of the backfield.
You enjoying the physicality playing fullback versus maybe more of the dodging as a tailback?
Yeah, I do. Still, there's a lot more blocking, more physical, but I like it. I look forward to being physical with other guys.
What's that change been like for you? Because before, obviously, you're not going to avoid contact as a tailback, but uh-huh. It doesn't exactly lead to more yardage. Where now it's like, all right, here's my target. I got to blow him up and make sure to open that crease.
Yeah, I just kind of have to keep in my mind that there's someone following me, so I have to open it up for him. So yeah.
And you kind of used that from high school. You think about where you played, at Skyline. You didn't always carry the ball, right? You always had to block it. Does that kind of translate for you? That maybe help you with this transition?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where I learned a lot of. You know, if I have to block, I have to block and learn how to block really well. So I think that's where I learned it, and so it's helped me a lot here, learning how to block.
How would you assess just the overall kind of team transition as we hit sort of the midway point here, camp, the changes and the nuances and that kind of thing?
I think everyone's picking it up pretty fast. It's nothing too hard. Stuff that we haven't done before. Just different varieties of what we've kind of done before, and so I think guys are picking it up fast.
Is that excitement still kind of there with some of the new stuff on offense that we kind of saw in the first couple days of practice?
Yeah.
I know guys were really excited.
You can kind of see the excitement kind of build even more as guys know what they're doing. They feel more confident in what they're doing, and so they get more excited about it. I think the running back room has.
Coach Lamb singled out Trey Dye as someone that played really, really well today. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about Trey Dye and his transition from inside receiver to running back and what you're seeing from him?
So I was just talking to some of the other guys after he broke a few runs. I was just saying he's really tough for how small he is. And so I think it's really good to have him, the ball in his hands. Just because he'll fight for yards. He'll do whatever he can to get upfield.
What kind of change have you seen from Jamal? He's a lot bigger than was a couple years ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of change you seen in his game with his knee and him coming back?
It looks like he wasn't injured at all. I mean, he's definitely stronger than he was before. He looks faster. He looks like a freak right now. he looks pretty good.
You've been through a lot of spring practices in the past. What would you say is the biggest difference between your first 3 years at BYU and this spring practice? What is the biggest difference you've seen?
This spring practice, they're looking to keep, they want to keep us as healthy as possible. They're not going to try and run us if they don't have to, and so they're trying to take care of us a lot. Because they don't need us now, they need us in September, so.